Well, good morning. This is Marlon here with the inspiration for the day again. We've been looking at faith. We've been looking at the author and finisher of faith, which is Jesus. We've been looking at God's discipline on those whom He loveth. And we've been, yeah, that's basically where we finished out in Hebrews 12. Verse 11. This morning we want to look at a little bit more of practical outliving of walking by faith. Some is my own experience, and some is a friend's story of mine. But I would like to read Hebrews 12:12-15 first. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight the path for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby make many be defiled. And there again in verse 14, it ties in with what I was saying yesterday about in verse 10, speaking about our own fathers, for verily, for a few days chastises after their own pleasure, but He, God, for our profit, that we may be partakers of His holiness. And He reinforces that a little bit with saying, without holiness, no man shall see God. Well, a little bit of a practical outlaying in the walk of faith, and not saying that these stories have it all together, but it's kind of what happens when you walk by faith, and you refuse to compromise. I had a friend who he likes to talk about Jesus, and on the job site, he would talk to the supervisors or his drivers about Jesus. And one morning the boss pulled him aside and said, either you need to stop talking about Jesus on the job site or you need to quit. He had to make a choice. He had to decide whether he's going to deny God and Jesus or if he's going to deny his human knowledge, knowing that he needs a job, he has a mortgage payment. And he said, no, he can't stop talking about Jesus, so he quit. He had to quit his job. So, here he is a couple months later. He kind of started up his own business, and God was blessing it, but now God is bringing a greater chastisement into his life. And again, he has to make a choice of, he doesn't have a whole lot of work right now, is he going to continue forward in faith that God is going to help him? Or is he going to step back and maybe ask for his job back so that he can make his payments? That's what I've been speaking about the last 3 days here. The old prophets walked by faith. They had a promise from God. They had a word from God. And they walked by it. They created action. Knowing that they were looking forward to a promise, something that was to come. If God has given us a promise here, He has given us a promise that He would chastise us to make us more like Him. And it will bring tough, dire times. It will bring hard times. And it may even bring death. But it will bring you close to the Lord, as long as you don't stand against it, as long as you submit your will to God, it will bring you closer to God. A little bit more of a personal experience here. My wife is sick. She has a cancer inside her heart, where my friend willingly submitted himself to this discipline and said, yes, Lord, I'm not going to deny you. We were forced into this. She had to have open heart surgery about middle of last year. right next couple days, couple weeks after we had our third child born. And God has been putting us on a walk of faith and chastisement, drawing us to Him like I have never experienced in my life. It has been, last year in 2010 has been the hardest year I've ever lived in, as far as family, life, financials. But it's also been the best, because we have a much better walk with God. When you're in the middle of chastisement like this, your walk with God, it's all we have. Our faith, the whole faith goes into Christ. We have no other choice. We have to walk with Him. We have to accept His will. I don't accept this grievously. I accept it with it's not easy, but I do accept it with rejoicing. God says that we are to rejoice in all things. And I do. It's hard, but I finally do come around to where I can rejoice, as God tells us in Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. So that's another practical thing when you're walking through these chastisements, when the Lord is taking away your job or your money or your home or whatever He's taking away, to rejoice. And God will give you a peace which passes all understanding. And that's very, very true. And it's a great discipline. Well, just to bring us fast forward just a little bit with what I was talking about with my wife there, we had a lot of financial needs. And it was amazing how God provided for us. There for a while, it was about 2 months where some money would come in the mail. About when that money ran out, some more would come. And I just realized God's hand is in all this. He's guiding us. He loves us. Then also, I need some hay for my goats, and I went and got some. And me and the guy who was selling the hay got talking about what we were going through. And God just pressed on His heart to give us the hay, which I didn't feel worthy, but I accepted it. I also had to learn how to be another thing when you're going through chastisement with God like this, and He begins to take away your finances, you have to learn how to receive. I never knew how to receive, and it takes just a lot more humbling to receive than to give, but I had to receive. Then the interesting thing is, here just recently, my wife's health has been failing even more. So the doctors recommend that we go south. So we're going to Florida. Lord willing, here Monday we want to leave for Florida. And we're going to be gone for the winter. Won't be back till April the 1st, unless God changes our mind or plans. So now, here we are. Came out of a kind of a rough year, and might not be able to work for 2.5 months. And I just put it before the Lord. Tuesday night I said, Lord, You know where we're at. You know where You put us. You know, You knew all these things were going to happen. And I'm going to trust in You. And that is it's a little bit like if you have children, you kind of know how that feels. You want your children to come to you and ask for help. I know I want my child to come to me and ask for help. And if it's something that we see acceptable, we would gladly give it to him. As it says in Matthew 5, if your son comes to you and asks for an egg, will you give him a serpent? Or bread, will you give him a stone? And that's, I guess, that's a little how I felt right then, because it's just out of desperation. Lord, You're going to have to help us. And He did. The next day, there was a check in the mail big enough to to pay for our way down and way back up. Probably most of our food down there and a little bit extra. So, going back to walking by faith, we're being forced to rely on God. We have no choice. We can either rely on God or get bitter at Him, which will not help. But we have in our hearts decided we are going to willingly submit ourselves to God's will. Whatever He has, that's what we will do. This has been kind of a reality. These a few stories I have said here are reality of what has happened in our lives the last half year. God is coming through. Usually it's just in time. It's usually not much before. And God just faithfully, very, very, very faithfully cares for us and watches over us very diligently. He cares about every detail. We're not lacking nothing, thanks to friends who give, and thanks to God who provides. So I want this to be encouragement, and another thing I think that would be, I want this to be encouragement to each one of us, that when we are going through these hard times, not turn bitter, not turn our backs on God, but to say, Lord, not my will, but Your will be done. I don't understand it, but my wife's testimony, my own testimony are, we are closer to the Lord now than we have ever been. And also my wife, which faces death every day, you know, she could, with what she has, she could die this morning, tomorrow, she could die at any time, has learned the discipline of cleansing power of blood of Jesus. If she knows she's in that sin, she has fallen, she doesn't wait a day, she doesn't wait 2 days, she doesn't wait a week, doesn't wait a month to clear that sin out. She confesses and repents of it immediately because she doesn't know how soon she could die. And you know, my wife, with her illness, is no different from you with a healthy body. We could all be on the death bed tonight, right now. It's more of where's your heart? Is your heart clear? Are you ready to meet God? Well, we would love to hear if there's any more messages like this out there. Bring glory and honor to God. Another thing we have learned is to give glory to God. When things like this happen, I don't keep my mouth shut. When He provides money, when He provides free hay, when He provides meals, when He provides these things, I don't keep my mouth shut about it because God wants glory. And I'm very, very, I want God to have all the glory. So we give Him the glory. And by telling other people about God and doing in our lives. We would love to hear some of your stories. And you can leave us a message on our voicemail if you press 099. And when you're done, after the message, you will need to press the pound key. And if you, then you will be asked to press 1 to save it, or 2 to listen to it again, or 3 to re-record. But I would recommend hit 099, leave a message. Hit 099, and then when you're done with the message, hit the pound key. And leave us a message, and hit 1 so that it will save it. Well, may God bless you, and I hope I could be encouragement to you this morning. And may God get all the glory. God bless you. Thank you.